You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now, fraught with danger, this, Don, and Dr. James is with us, still with us, and we're about to put a call into Los Angeles and speak to someone, we hope, called Lana May, who is a man whisperer, Don and Doctor, and she tells blokes how to get onto women. That's basically what she does. A friend of mine's son knows her, and I don't know how he knows her, whether he might have been using her services. I think we'll ask her, but I think she's $20.
There'd be a little bit of discretion here.
$20 a minute. What? She wouldn't be telling what?
Well, if she's, who her clients are.
Well, she might. She might. She might.
$20 a minute.
I think that's what she... We'll ask her. And she tells people how to... I don't really know much about her, but my friend said, why don't you ring her up? So I rang her up, and she's happy to come on, as she said, so we'll just see if she's happy to come on, because we're about to ring her now. Incidentally, I got this... I don't know if you get this on your phone, but this said Google have said to me, said... In the last 7 days, Safari has prevented 73 trackers from profiling you and hidden your IP address from known trackers. They've sent that to me. Is that 73 people trying to hack my or say things about me or pretend they're me? Is that what that means?
Maybe. Maybe they're going to shonky sites.
Shonky sites. Well, here we go, Don. We're going to rig this woman and see how we go. So, no idea what I'm doing, but we'll have a crack at it. No, that didn't work. Oh, it sounds like an overseas ring. Oh, no. Hello?
Hi.
Lana?
Hi, yes. How are you?
Can you hear us clearly?
I can. Can you hear me clearly?
Absolutely. Lana, how delightful to speak to you. Now, I have with me, we do a podcast called You Cannot Be Serious. I have a man called Don, and I have a doctor who is a friend of ours called James.
Hi,
and,
Lana.
This is us here, and... I'm about to say why we're ringing you, Lana, so bear with me, will you?
Sure. Hi, guys.
Hi, Lana.
Thank you for having me. Well, so now, excited.
Now, I don't know if you wrote this, but this is what it says. Did you write this? Tired of trying to cram her sparkly star-shaped self into society's beige square holes, she chose to embrace her ridiculous awesomeness and shine like a freaking supernova that she was meant to be. Is that you?
I haven't read it. Where is it written?
Well, it says that is a profile of you. I don't know why that says that, but anyhow, that was on your... Lana, your name was given to me by a friend's son called... I can't mention his name, Nathan. And he said you should speak to Lana. She is an interesting person. So, Lana, we are here in Melbourne, Australia, speaking to you in Los Angeles, and you are what is known as a man whisperer, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Well, you tell me Absolutely. Just what that means, please.
So I started... I have a massage business that I started 5-6 years ago, and
massage.
Most of my clients were men. Oh. Yes. Mm. I have a whole team, and we do luxury massages throughout LA. And, you know, I started being really diving deep into self-development a few years ago. And then I started coaching men, and a lot of them were my clients. because they want it to be coached. So I had this experience with coaching, and then I started an OnlyFans account because I wanted to explore more of the sensual side of myself, because I grew up very much, you know, just in a strict family where sexuality was pretty much shamed. And, you know, I wasn't really allowed to express myself and everything. So for me, it was kind of coming in into my own. So I was, I kind of embraced.
Lana, you said luxury massages. Could I, is the logical extension of that that you give a happy ending at the end of them?
Oh God, no!
No,
no, no, no!
No, I've got the wrong.
We're
legit.
Yes, we are legit. We are. A lot of our clientele are, you know, high-end profiles and a lot of celebrities, singers, female, male. Oh. You know, so we're very much respected.
Very sorry for asking that question. I just didn't know what a luxury massage. We're
in
the back blocks down here, down under. We're not quite sure how the whole planet works. So I'm sorry about that question.
No problem. So, I'm happy to clarify always.
So one of your main, you charge it's $20 or something for a minute. Advising people how men can get hold of a woman or get onto ladies. Is that basically the tenet of this conversation?
Yes. So basically I charge close. I charge $15 a minute with a minimum of 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's about $40 Australian, yep.
Yeah. And we basically, they have a choice of... you know, it could be a sexy time, or it could be a coaching, or it could be both. So I've had where people just want to talk, and they want to, you know, kind of like guide me. And I love to empower people and inspire them. And I don't shame them in sexuality and their desires.
Now,
so we kind of combine.
Now, Lana, so while I'm not paying you $20 a minute or whatever, because I'm paying you $20 a minute because I'm ringing you on my hand, my cell phone, or what I call mobile phone. So could I just, could I say I ring you and I say, hello, Lana, is that you? And you say, yes. And I say, my name's Sam. I'm having a little trouble with the opposite sex. I'm not sure. I'm going to a function and I'm not very good with getting on to people. Could you help me? Is that how this works? And then you talk me through it, do you, or not?
Yes, it can go like that. And it kind of goes not just a phone call. We do a Skype session.
Yes.
We see each other.
We eyeball each other.
Yes.
And I see,
yes,
and then
exactly.
So Lana, I see you on the screen, and I say, here I am, and you say, oh, you're an unusual looking man, Sam. No wonder you can't get onto women. No, am I making that up? And then you say, well, look, how about this approach, Sam, seeing as I can see you, and I'm, you know, an older person. I'm old, just let me tell you that, Lana. And you say, then go from there. What do you say to me?
So I would tell you, practice on me. Tell me how you would approach me, and I would have you tell me how you would do it.
Right.
There you go, Sam. Can you give us an example? Can you run a little bit of game
Lana, I'll pretend I'm looking at you on a Skype screen now, and I say... oh, Lana, my word, what an extraordinarily good-looking lass you are. Would there be any chance that I could hook up with you and you say, or something like that, and you'd say, no, Sam, that's the wrong approach. You've got to be more subtle. Or do you say that, or do you like the direct approach, or what? So I'm looking at you now, Lana. I am looking at you sort of. I am.
Yes.
I've got a photo of you, and you are a very good-looking lass, Lana. So I'm looking at you now.
Thank
so
you.
Then go from there. Please.
You know, I would probably say you need a little softer approach.
I see.
You know, and there's about charm and about respect and about just like making me feel safe and making me feel like this is not just, you're not just looking for sex, because if you are, I'm probably going to say no.
Yes.
I need to be, you know, I want to be No, I want to be wine and dine and charmed, absolutely.
And then sex.
And I, yes, I love that.
Good. That's well, that would be the main aim, probably, of speaking to someone as vivacious and charming as you. I'll wine and dine you and I'll take you anywhere you like, but in the end, I want to get you into the rack at the end of the night. That's because that's what it's all
hang
about.
It's
the birds and the bees, isn't it, Alana?
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that that's going to happen, but I'm just saying that, you know, if you're just, you know, one sex, whatever, you probably wouldn't go
do it myself.
To somebody like me. You would have to go to someone.
Yes.
Now, or do it yourself. Exactly.
I just take the top of it. Now, Lana, so you also say that you you can give guidance. I'm reading this, so I'm not making this up. You can tell people how to talk dirty. And you can also how to sexting, so that's in texting people with salacious text, I suppose, and talking dirty. Would there be any chance I could speak to you dirty, or how would that go?
No.
Or what should I say? Or what
no.
would you say I should say? How did that go?
I'm not going to talk dirty to
all
you
right,
now,
I
but
see.
I can tell you that... yes, that's only for my private clients.
That's
but,
right. I'm glad you mentioned your private clients because it says here that you work as an OnlyFans, that's in inverted commas, model. Is that only your fans who sign up to your website or whatever?
Yes.
That's how they have exclusive detail to what you talk about. You can speak to me generally about it, but if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, you've got to sign up. Is that basically how it works?
Absolutely. They go, you know, for my OnlyFans, and we usually kind of go from there. Absolutely.
So pardon?
But, yeah, I love...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I love sexting, and I love, you know, I always want to encourage men to kind of like be not afraid of being, not afraid of what they desire because a lot of times they feel shame. That's why porn, you know, all of that, because they don't feel comfortable speaking to their partners about what they really want. And a lot of times, even in dating, I have to encourage people.
But Lana, there'd be a fine line, would there not, between sexting people and talking dirty to them and people taking umbrage and saying that you're harassing them sexually. There'd be a fine line between having action taken against you or people accepting it in the manner with which it's written or spoken. No?
I mean, it has to be a mutual consent,
yes.
Right? If we both agree to that, then you know, as long as it's done with respect, kind of,
yes.
You know, you just fill it out and go as you go and you kind of just explore what people are comfortable with.
Now, once again, pardon these questions because we're a little naive, but are you a hands-on,
sure.
Do you actually meet any of your clients? Are you a hands-on person and you
no.
show them manually how to do all this or you only just do it
no.
Through the medium?
No. Yes, it's never hands-on. No, it's no. only, and it's only, I have them fill out certain forms. It's not, I don't take just anybody. I have to feel comfortable with the person and because it's an intimate setting, even though it's online, it's still intimate.
Yes.
And it's very personal.
And you say it's
so,
not...
So, absolutely.
And you say it shouldn't be considered as if someone rings up and wants to know how they'd get on better with their partner, it's not considered cheating or being going behind their back. It's only genuinely attempt to make the relationship a better one.
Absolutely. I think I'm doing God's work.
God's work, yes, for heaven's sake.
Me
God.
Too, Lana, me too.
I wish God would come down and join me in all this. do you have any Australian clients? I know we don't want names or anything, but do you have any clients?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Mr. D. Scott.
I do.
Yes, this is Don.
Actually, a lot of my...
Go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say, a lot of my clients tend to be on the younger side, like I would say in their 20s.
Is that because...
Maybe early 30s.
Is that because, Lana, that you're finding that a lot of the younger kids don't know how to interact because they've got all social media ways of communicating now? They do it via Instagram and social, and you know, and they don't actually know how to talk to the opposite sex when they actually have to meet them. Is that a correlation there with that?
Well done.
Absolutely.
Doc.
That sounded very smart, didn't it?
They just totally what you just said. It's the lack of a little bit of awareness and experience, and everything is through social media. So they don't know what real connection feels like. And so because they know I can be honest and I can be direct and, you know, with a respectful approach, they trust me and they come to me. And a lot of them are very, they want to get women who are confident and they have shit going for themselves. So yeah, they need some guidance. Absolutely.
So, Alana...
Lana.
This is a worldwide service you are offering if you have clients ringing from Australia.
Exactly.
And how long have you been how long have you been in business?
Just started a few months ago.
And what type of return are we getting in the first couple of months of the business?
I mean, it's pretty good. I've made some money, but I'm exploring the possibilities with this. I want to do more in-person events, and I want to do more retreats for men and women, and you know, have this kind of evolve into a more like a. Kind of like an empowerment event, whether it's for women or for men. So I'm combining both.
So Lana,
sexuality and empowerment.
So Lana, you just said you've just started this. Why did you start it? Did you suddenly find that people who were chatting to you had no idea how to go about chatting to you, and you thought, no, these people need instruction. They're just buffoons.
Yes, you know, it's funny because I actually did think that. But a client who was my client on OnlyFans, he said to me, by the way, would you ever consider doing this? Because I would pay for that. And I didn't even know that was an option. I didn't even know people would actually pay for that. So it was a client who gave me that idea, actually. And he was my first customer or whatever, client, paying client. And then I was like, oh my God, I like this and it feels good. It's kind of like a virtual date that can go anyway.
You were looking at this man, this person, you were looking at him on Zoom or Skype or whatever, and did you speak dirty to him or did you, what did you do with him?
You know, the first we had a call twice, and the first time it was just kind of like a meet and greet. It was more like, you know, he wanted to talk about himself, and we just connected, which was great. A lot of times, people you would think they just want sexy time, but a lot of things. I think a lot of men are just looking for authentic connection, believe it or not, because there's a lot of porn they can go and do all of that crap, which is like no big deal. But I think they're missing that authentic component. Like they can go to Pornhub. But they're not going to connect to a person. Exactly. They're not going to connect to a person on a deep level, on an authentic level. And I think they're yearning for that more and they're willing to pay for that.
Now, Lana, you have a very
Lana, you have a very
pleasant manner, telephone manner. Now, have there been anything embarrassing happening? In other words, have you recognised somebody that has rung and,
that is...
Yes.
That has happened.
Yes.
So how did we...
has happened a few times.
So what did we do? Terminate the conversation very quickly or did we go on with the conversation and how embarrassing was it?
Well, thankfully, beforehand, I really kind of connected them and say, like, what are you looking for? Whatever. And with these two particular people, one was somebody who was a friend of mine. her son. He was like in his early 20s, and I remember him since he was 8. So he asked me that he wanted to do a session. And I was like, first of all, if your mother knows, I'm so screwed. And second of all, like, I cannot. Like, that's where I draw the line. So I had to decline that. And I knew who it was. And then one time, and it actually happened a few times, I was looking for a property, and I had a real estate agent help me. And so I guess he, you know, he knew my information. He signed up to my OnlyFans. I didn't know he changed his name or whatever, but I afterwards I realized it was him. He booked a call with me, actually paid for it, but never showed up. And he said, I'm so sorry. I think he didn't have the courage to actually show up because he didn't tell me who he was.
That's the perfect.
And then later I found out.
That's the perfect client, Lana, someone that pays you and doesn't turn up.
Hey, Lana, I've got a business idea for you. I think your service would absolutely take off if you go and do the rounds of the all boys boarding schools. I can tell you, as a boarder at an all boys boarding school, up until the age of 18, until I left school, I had no idea how to talk to the opposite sex because we never had any at school, and we were, as my wife keeps reminding me, we are quite hopeless at talking to women. So I think that is a huge area that you could really capitalise on, because when you've got a whole bunch of boys are together every day of the week for the whole year. As soon as one female enters the school, it's like a I don't know, throwing a
like dog bees around a honeypot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great idea. I would. I'm open to explore all the options. Younger guys gravitate to me much more actually than.
How do you promote your business? How are you promoting your business? Word of mouth,
so to speak.
It's mostly my social media. Yeah, it's mostly my social media. It's, you know, or like if I have articles about it, written about it, like the one that you read, or, you know, I'm doing a lot of podcasts. I'm creating my own podcast. Word of mouth and social media.
Incidentally, Lana, you talk about the younger guys. Do you have any idea how old the two people speaking to you are? Not the doctor. The doctor's just a young lad who's just frothing at the jodhpurs. But have you got any idea how old we are? We'll be the oldest people that have ever... I'm 76. We're just 4 years off being 80.
And we're desperate, Lana. We are very, very desperate.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here and I've got a fair swelling in the jodhpurs as I speak to you. So Lana, that's where we're coming from. Go ahead.
I love that. Yes. I love that. I love that. Yes. I welcome any age. It's about the spirit.
So welcoming any age, do you have, this is a serious question, do you have any trans people or gays or cisgenders or pangenders? Do you have any of people other than the heterosexual man, girl, boy, girl combinations? Do you have any people asking you how to get on to their partners?
Interesting. I haven't yet, and I'm open to that, but I haven't had anyone, unless I just don't know about them. But as far as like one-on-one, as far as I know, it's all heterosexual.
Yep.
Men.
We have, I'm sitting here, this is some people try and sell the way they get on to opposite sex. A woman called Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you ever heard of her? She bought out a candle.
Yes.
And it's in the candle, I'm reading off the label of the candle, it says, "This candle smells like my vagina." Have you ever thought of marketing yourself by putting out Lana smelling vagina candles?
Ooh.
It's just as a promotional tool.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Thank you, Sam. I might consider that. That's actually a brilliant idea. I haven't thought of it myself.
When you say, and also I'm just intrigued by this, you say you have a number of Australian clients. Nathan, how did Nathan, how do you know Nathan?
No.
No, you don't disclose.
Nathan is a good friend, and we went out a few times, and I adore him.
I'm a very good friend of his father's, and you probably know that because Nathan's probably told you how why we're doing this, and we're very interested in all this, Alana. Do you ever come to Australia at all? Have you ever been to Australia?
I haven't, and I want to come, and I can't wait to come. I have never been there, no.
Lana, can I ask, what are the probably five most common mistakes that people do or have when they are trying to court their partner, the same sex, opposite sex? What are the sort of the main things where people go wrong? Is it being too upfront like John was before? Or
Sam, yeah.
Sam.
I'm only pretending I'm upfront. I'm a pussycat, really, Lana. I'm as shy. I'm, tell you what, I'm about as introverted as you can get.
I can tell you're a pussycat. Do you mean with somebody that they never met or somebody that they know, right?
Yeah, I mean someone that, you know, someone wants to someone wants to meet someone, and so they're at the bar or wherever they are, you know, and that they want to have some advice to go and start talking to someone. I guess that's the most common way people meet their partners. Oh, well, now it'd be online. But, you know, what are the most sort of things that, so what's a big no-no that you would say, don't ever do this, that's a big no-no? What are something like that? So any of our listeners that are struggling, they can get some tips off you.
Okay, so I would say a big no-no is for a man to come up to a woman and
grope them
right away. Tell her how sexy she is, how beautiful she is. I think that makes a woman on guard, you know, puts her on guard, and it comes off a little bit creepy. And so it's better to come up to a woman and really try to connect on an honest, authentic level. Like, make a joke, I don't know, do something silly, like make a comment about a drink, but don't necessarily make her feel like she's a prey. Oh, I think that's number one mistake that men sometimes make, you know, and don't put anybody on a pedestal. Even if it's a beautiful woman, do not come up to her and make her feel like she's above your league, you know, because then she's gonna look down on you and then you have no chance.
Well,
like, talk to her like a human, normal person.
Lana, I struck out on step one because when I pretended I was looking at you on the tablet here, I said, what an extraordinarily good-looking woman, and how vivacious, and I wish I could get hold of you. So I struck out immediately. So if you could get to Australia before we turn 80, then maybe we could meet you at the airport without being on a walking frame or something. And I don't know, if you could come out here, I'll come out to the airport and pick you up myself if I haven't lost my license because that's been cancelled because I'm too old.
Okay, I'll keep you, you know, I'll definitely keep that in mind.
In fact, if you can give us your details now, I'll fly you out next week.
I'm actually going to Philadelphia to see my family for Thanksgiving, but yeah, I would love to, maybe next year for sure. I'll contact you and say, remember that day when you promised me?
Well, that's right. If I'm still not in a facility in old people's home, I'll actually remember the conversation we had. It's
fantastic. I'll play it for you.
Now, Lana, do you get pushback? This is a serious question. Do you get pushback from the women's lobby or from the woke who say, oh, you know, this is just sexism, or do they leave you alone, or do people encourage you to do it? I mean, couldn't understand why you wouldn't be encouraged to do it, but do you get pushback from anyone?
No. I actually, if anything, get a lot of encouragement and a lot of support from, surprisingly, most women, because I think women want to feel, they want somebody, they want a leader, they want to see that that's okay, they want you to go first so then they can go after you. They women want to feel safe, to feel sexy, to feel expressed, but they're afraid of, you know, what somebody's mom's gonna say, what somebody's parents gonna say.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fears, you know, when I started my journey, and I had my own leaders that I looked up to, my own, you know, female leaders, and thank God for them because they went first. And I saw that there was, it was okay, and that I could do the same thing.
Now Lana,
so I think if anything, women look up to me.
Yes, so what is the oldest person that has become a client of yours? When someone's got old, not got hold of you, Lana, someone's said, I'd like to engage you, to chat to you, what's the oldest person, what's your oldest client you got on the books besides potentially me?
You know, I don't usually ask for age, but I think maybe 50.
50. God, well, you're entering new territory here with Don and I. I can't speak for the doc, but I tell you what, we'll blow you into the back streets. The second bang will be the door shutting. Now, Lana, do you encourage men to experiment with please, I'm not taking the piss, sex toys or toys and things and implements?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's great. I love toys and I love trying different things.
What's your toy of choice?
I think men should just be. I love an anal plug. Actually, to me, that's my favorite.
Oh man! Oh,
same
man.
As Don. That's Don's choice. Yeah.
No, I like the girdle.
Oh, the girdle, the anal plug. An anal plug. Now, just for the we're a bit wet behind the ears out here in Ausland, Lana. An anal plug is a large implement that you stick up your bum. Is it? What is it? What does it do?
Yes, please? It is for women. Absolutely, it gets you ready for anal sex. Yes.
And it's a good idea to a bloop before you stick it up there, is it? Or you can end up. I've never had an anal. I've never put an anal plug. I've never done anything with an anal plug. I'm not sure if I've ever had anal sex. Probably. I can't even remember.
But not for a guy.
Oh no.
Right. I'm talking about for me, for example. I'm not into that. Doing to a man. That's not my thing. I like when it's done to me.
Do you wear an anal plug? Do you wear an anal plug? And if you do you just wear it around on a daily basis, or do you only prepare when someone's going to have sex with you? I'm sorry, yeah. Lada.
No, it's okay. It's usually during sex and during. A relationship in the bedroom or whatever.
Yeah. And do people ever on the when you got the when you're skyping them or what do you call the other thing? Skype. What's
Zoom?
Zooming, and you got me nervous,
Zoom,
Alana.
And Skype,
when
yeah.
you're zooming and skyping, do people ever show you their bits and pieces or bend over and say, "Could I fit an anal plug up here?" Or do they show you what? Do they ever expose themselves on the Zoom? On you say, "Well, look." I think you're probably not, I don't know what you would say, lose weight or something so you can actually see your dick at some stage. Do they ever expose themselves to you on the tablet or on the Zoom calls?
So, yes, but only with my encouragement. So I kind of lead the conversation.
I see.
And so, like I said, I give them a choice. And if I see, like, I'm feeling the connection and there's safety, there's respect, and I also want to play. And I kind of like encourage them, and so we play together. So it kind of becomes like this like sexy game.
Right. So if I was one of your, I think you said, hang on, it says here, I'm one of your only fans. If I'm one of your fans and I'm paying you and I'm sitting here, and you might say to me, now, Sam. Why don't you show me just what it is we're dealing with here? And I remove my pants and I show you and you say, oh, my word, this is a work in progress. I'll have to give you a quote. I don't think I can help you, mate, because turn around and give us a look at your bottom and I'll bend over and you say, no, mate, I can't help you. You are withered on the vine. You're just no good. And but anyhow, or you could get some supplements to get me erect or something like that. I don't know. Do you advise people to take supplements and Viagra and all that? Or you do everything, don't you?
No, I don't, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. So that is outside of my, expertise. And I never make anybody feel bad. That's not something I want to do. If they want to feel bad, they can go talk to their partners or, you know, their parents, not me. They're paying me for a feeling of, you know, they want to feel good. They want to feel empowered. They want to feel heard, accepted. So I try to give them that. And as long as everything is respectful, you know, that's what we do. And that's what I give them. So they, after the call, no matter what, they feel good. They don't feel shitty about themselves. Like, now, they don't need to pay somebody to humiliate them.
Now, Lana May, I'll tell you this now. I'm old enough to be able to say this to you, so I don't care. But you are an extremely good-looking person, and all things being equal, which they're not, I would love to meet you and chat to you and see if we could get anywhere, but we can't. Could I tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure and delight and a bit of entertainment to speak to you from Los Angeles, and we really appreciate you coming on our podcast called You Cannot Be Serious. I'm sure you could download this conversation. It doesn't go out live while we're recording it. We turn it around in about an hour and a half, and then it goes on to the platform called You Cannot Be Serious. So if you want to just see what it is we spoke about or listen to it, that's fine. And we really appreciate you taking the time to speak to us, Lana.
You guys, thank you so much. I had so much fun. I'm so glad we did this. So it was a pleasure speaking to you, and I actually hope we can do it again. Maybe, you know, talk about a few other things.
And
so,
I think you will. I think you've got a devotee in Johnny here, yeah, Alana, and I think the Skype will be working over time.
If I can just work out how to get you online, technologically I'm an imbecile. So Lana May, people can look you up, Lana May, and see who you are and how to contact you on the Google machine or whatever that's called, because we're technically inept. We have no idea what we're doing, but we know that we've spoken to you and we loved it, and thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Yes, I'm on all the social networks. Lana May, you can find me anywhere. And, yeah, I talk to all my fans, listeners. You know, I'm always open to connect. And thank you so much again, guys. It was a pleasure.
All the best. Bye-bye. I think she's off. I'm not sure. Have I turned her off?
That's a lie about you not knowing Googling. I can see you Googling anal plug at the moment.
Anal plug. Is Lana still with us?
Hello.
Is she? I don't know if I've turned her off or not. Well, she's not with us. She can't hear us, can she?
No. Well, we hope not.
Well, it doesn't matter if she can. What would we be saying ill about Aunt Lana? I think it's fantastic. She's extraordinary good.
So what do I do? How do I contact
her? To get an anal plug, dog?
No, well, I'd just like to talk to Lana. I'm a bit desperate at the moment.
Did you not hear the last fucking thing we said?
What is it?
Look up Lana May and contact her. I've got a phone number because I've just spoken to her, Don. It's cost me $150, that phone call. So Lana, so what, we could chat to her. Don, how would the conversation...
Hello, it's Don here.
Yes, hello, Don.
I want to know where I get a butt plug.
What would you want a butt plug for, Don?
Well, I don't know. If I get onto someone, I'd like to jam it up their coit.
And Don, now, that's not how you speak to people, man. This is why I'm taking...
I need a lesson.
We all need a lesson, Don. Jesus, do we need a lesson? All right, well, Doc, wasn't that exciting?
That was fantastic.
I don't know.
That was awesome.
You should have been here the day we had Isabel Del Tour. Was it Isabel Del Tour, Miss World, Nude World?
Oy.
Who was an extraordinary, she was Miss Pornographic Nude World. Have a look at Miss Del Tour on what's that called? Not Grindr. What's the thing I just said? What did I say?
Google.
No, that... porn site. I said
OnlyFans.
No, what? I just
Pornhub.
Pornhub. Have a look at Isabel on there. She was extraordinary. Oh, wow. And Don found out that she had horses.
Oh wow!
And Don said, Now, Isabel, I believe you ride horses. And she said, yes, Don, I do. And Don said, well, look, I've got a couple of... Do you square gate them or do you jump them over fences? And I'm sitting here thinking, I want to speak to fucking Isabel. So anyhow, so Don said, and I gave him one more question. He said, and have you been to any of Stetford's lately, to any show jumping? And I said, Don, shut the fuck up. How do you prepare yourself for anal sex, Isabel? And she said, now, that's a better question. And then off we went. And this was more like this here.
And you got your rocks off.
You mentioned to Lana about doing some promotion for her with the doing a candle. Why don't you guys do the similar sort of thing and we can release a candle with the scent of your balls? We'll do a Don one and a...
I'm going to introduce we'll him to Michael
we'll
Christian.
We'll do a Don one and we'll do a Sam one and you
what
can
do
see
we bring out? What do we bring?
Doc, these smells like our balls.
Doc, you bet your balls don't smell, mate.
How do you know? You've never been down there.
Smell my balls? Don,
what about after a game of footy?
Your balls don't smell.
A bit sweaty.
Well, don't get sweaty, so your armpits. I mean, but that's your balls. It's not peculiar to your balls that you sweat. But I'd say vagina's a bit different because it's moist and it. Well, what am I saying?
I don't know.
No, just keep going. The hole's getting deep.
No, dig up.
Well, the men can't bring out stuff like this smells like.
Why? No, I think you just inhibit it.
Well, like smell.
Johnny's, well, can Johnny's bring balls. We could have the aroma of Johnny's balls. Yeah.
Don Scott.
Johnny's balls.
The Don Scott aromatic candle. This candle smells like my sperm. Or my. Well, but that's the only thing that comes out of your body that you could smell, Don? Your sperm or your.
How would you know?
Well, what else would, beside your crap, what else would come out of your body that you can smell? You could put your nose to your backside and you could smell that, but, I mean, this is why a woman has a bit of an advantage. She has a couple of orifices to smell as opposed to a man who's only got one. What am I saying? She's got me off and up and about, Lana. I don't know why I'm speaking like this. So, yeah, so that's it. That's Lana from...
How much does she cost?
$12 a minute or something.
No, 12?
No. Wasn't it? I think she said $20. She had $20 a minute, and I said
minimum of 30 minutes. That's $600 she gets.
Bloody hell!
Jesus,
no,
not
she
bad.
Wasn't. It was $15.
$15 is $4.50.
That's like $100
an hour. US as well.
Yeah, US.
Bloody
hell. Well, so that's right. And she's only been in the business.
I think I'd rather get the marijuana or
you said that might be a bit
last longer.
Put that on it.
Jeez.
And so you said, Don, you said, how long have you been in the business? She said, I've only just started. Why do you think she started? Because...
Well, there's an obvious gap in the market.
It's a gap, all right, and that people are trying to get into. Now, Don, all right, well, James.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's the third thing we've done today. And you've come in to speak about plant-based things.
Plant-based medicine,
only because we asked you to come in.
Correct.
Because I have a whole lot of questions.
Yep.
I'm going to get you in again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I'm going to get you in again. Because I know there's some apocryphal means made up. There are stories about people who have used this for whole lots of different reasons, for physical and mental and spiritual reasons, and they've found solace and comfort in taking this product, Don, and we have examples of it that the doc might mention only because we ask him.
Cool.
Because people say, do you only have to have an ailment, physical ailment, to use this stuff? And they say, no, it works on people who have mental problems. And I know of someone who has had a mental problem, has used it, and has recovered. We might try and get that person in to speak with the doc.
Sure.
And us.
We can do that.
We can do that. So there we are, Don.
Fantastic.
That was Lana May from LA, California. That'll probably be the last time she ever speaks to Nathan, because she'll say, what did you hook me up with these rat bags for? So there we are. So that's it. I'm going to now play. I've got a bit worried now, if I can just get past
and
my
maybe job. When we're off here, you could show me how do I get a picture? No.
Picture of the butt plug.
A picture?
I thought you were going to show me how to get a butt plug up here. I've got a bottle here, Don. Maybe I could cut that down and see if I could push that up here, because that would have the same effect. What would you have a butt plug for?
Didn't you say to preparation for insertion? Preparation for Anal coitus, that's what she said, didn't she?
I know you think I'm being rude or
risque.
So you would put a butt plug up your bottom if you were just preparing someone to have anal sex, would you? Or would you just put it up because it sits up there and it's enjoyable having something
might
stuck up
might be able to do it on the horses, Don.
Yeah, something stuck up your ass all day. How is that enjoyable, to have something stuck up your ass walking around like you've got a bottle up your coit? You used to pretend... You looked as though you had a bottle up your ass when you're riding that horse, Don. You used to bounce up and down there with your plums jangling on the side of the saddle. How you didn't nearly cripple yourself, I've got no idea. All right, well, we're winding this. I'm winding this up now. So here we go.